This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists in industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black, we are out in Yorkville, Illinois, like maybe an hour, hour and a half outside Chicago. I'm at the campgrounds here, some camping grounds in Yorkville, Illinois. I'm here with Elijah Alvarado, the man who brought me out here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming out, Haima. Appreciate it.
Dude, so, you know, you put out this call and you're like, hey, I'm doing a short film. Anyone want to come get involved? And I thought, like, that sounds like an interesting thing I have not been able to be a part of, and I'd love to come see how that worked. And you were generous enough to extend the invite. So talk about this short film that you are overseeing, directing here. It's called Light Pollution. Bring us into what's happening here today.
Well, yeah, we're out here in Yorkville in the dirty 630, as they call it. And we're out here at these campgrounds. The whole thing takes place outside. And I guess I'm a glutton for pain because every time I make a short film, it ends up in either the dead of winter or, you know, something really cold. But I'm out here with an excellent crew, some of my favorite people to work with. We're super guerrilla, super run and gun. The idea of what guerrilla is has kind of changed for me over time. So it's, even though we're run and gun, it's still a production. And, the aim is to make some cinema quality type stuff here, and I feel like we're doing that. In the movie Light Pollution, it's just something that came up. I was having breakfast with an old friend, and we were talking about how we used to rip open lightning bugs when we were kids and smear the lightning bug, the phosphorescent kind of stuff on our faces and all that, and how that's kind of an interesting thing that kids like to do. And
it's both innocent and sadistic.
Yeah. So that's really the core of what this movie is that kind of feeling. And, we were like, hey, that'd be funny if you started glowing and then, you know, all your friends tried to rip you apart, you know, so yeah. Like a lightning bug. So that's the core of what this movie is. Spoiler alert for anybody that's going to watch it. It's going to be a short little movie, but
And so let's ask about some of the mechanics of this, because, and then I want to also get into more of the story. How long is this film going to be? Because you're filming kind of here from like morning until I think into the evening. So like this is a 1 day production. How long of a film does that produce if you're doing like 1 day with a good crew?
With our shots here, we've got about 3 pages, and generally in a script format. A script is formatted the way it is because that roughly winds up being a minute per page. So that's the idea of this, of the script format. So you know, if we're to script, the movie should be about 3 minutes, maybe a little over 3 minutes. And I'm out here though with a friend and great performer and director, Joe Swanberg, and he's kind of notoriously, you know, an improviser, and that's a huge part of his work. So there's been a lot of improvised things, and the scenes have been kind of taken a different turn from what's on the page, and that's really great and really fun. That's really the dream, you know, when it changes on the page for the better, you know. So
this is like 3 pages, and you wrote this, you're directing this was really your concept. Like, how long has this been in the works? I guess let's say this, from when you had the idea, you know, sitting down with your friend eating, to like today when we're out here in mid-November, like how long was that turnaround process for this to become a real thing?
Well, this one happened really quick because, the momentum was there on it. So I really want to strike on that. I had, I'm coming kind of off the heels of a nice project that had a lot of eyes on it. And, I was able to get a lot of people that wanted to work with me and wanted to come out and become part of the artistic process, not necessarily the work grind. This is definitely a labor of love for everyone that's out here, so that's amazing. So I really wanted to strike when the iron was hot and come hot off this other project into, you know, a personal project that meant a lot to me. So
do you have more kind of like, you know, 3, 4, 5 page scripts kind of in your head or on the page, or are you thinking like next after this is a couple more little 1 or 2 day shoots like this, or are you thinking music video, something bigger?
You know, I'd love to really make the transition into feature. I've been able to work, you know, as a producer on a feature film, you know, Slice that came out a little over a year ago now, and I really love that process. My goal has always been to be a feature filmmaker, narrative filmmaker. It's just even with our kind of stripped back production, making movies and producing cinematic kind of quality visuals is very expensive, with the gear, with the man hours. You got to feed everybody. There's permits. There's, you know, X, Y, and Z. There's a lot of red tape. So, you know, I feel really lucky to be able to just have this idea and be able to make it, because it's really tough to get a movie, even a 3-minute movie, off the ground. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of capital. And, you know, as someone that's been making video for 10 years, I don't often get to make my own shorts because of the amount of capital required. So, you know, anytime I have that opportunity, I try to make a piece of personal art while I have that capital, while I have the goodwill of my peers, you know?
Yeah, you're using what you have when you have it, absolutely. So let's fast forward a little bit. When this is all wrapped, when it's all edited, all produced, like, does this go to South By? Does this go on Vimeo for $5.99? Like, what's kind of the outcome or destination for this film?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think you know, films have so many lives, and a film has 3 or 4 lives before it's even done, and then once it's done, it takes on, you know, I think it's always, you're always trying to find an audience. I don't necessarily know what the audience is for this. My goal here is to do the international film fest markets. You know, that's why I wanted to produce the film in this way, with this crew and with this kind of gear behind it. You know, I had produced a film called Inheritance that I shot entirely on VHS, and I love the movie. I think it's a fantastic film. I think the performances are great. I think the writing's good. I really am proud of it. And, you know, quite honestly, it didn't get into any of the international film fests. And I think it's because of the way it was shot. I think I was a little bit too avant-garde with it. And, you know, I don't really think those markets are looking for something like that. So I think my goal in the post-creation, in the audience kind of world is that international film fest market. You know, possibly we could make a feature film out of this. Maybe some of the features that I have written, you know, interest in making those. So that's absolutely the goal of making a short. It looks like, you know what, I'm getting called over. It looks like we're ready here. So,
you know what, could we do like one or two while we talk? One or two quick lightning round questions. So basically, last two I had here. First, I'll give you both parts. Talk about getting Joe Swanberg, and then talk about bringing this crew, because it seems like they're all kind of friends, family, people who are in your orbit.
Yeah, well, Joe came about. I was going to, he throws these excellent parties that are very inclusive and very good vibes, and I would just go see him and go hang out with him, and I just became friendly with him, and, you know, that's what I really, really respect about him, is that he, you know, he's accessible. I just sent him my script, and he dug it, so now he's out here, you know, so, and with the crew, I got to make, you know, I've worked with so many people here. They're either my friends, my family, you know, or new friends that I got to work with on my last video with Chance. You know, we got Ross Heron, the DP, out here. You know, I worked with him on the last video I did. So, and, you know, when you meet those people and you respect their work, you know, you just got to run with it. So,
I love it, man. Well, I appreciate the invite out here. It's been really cool to see Elijah Alvarado. The film is called Light Pollution. Of course, we'll be tweeting and updating once it's released. But man, thank you so much. And really, I'm excited to see how the rest of the day goes here.
All right. Thanks, Simon.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcasts. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.